You're listening to KTWHLP, and this is our special Mother's Day dedication tribute show. And during the next half hour, we're going to sit back and celebrate all the special ladies in our lives, in our community, and indeed in the world. I hope you can enjoy.
Mother's Day, a holiday celebrated yearly. When you thank your mother for all they have done for you. Thank you, Mom, for all the things you have done for me. You are the best mom, and I love you. So if you see your mother today, thank her. My name is Caleb Dungan. Thank you, Pamela Dungan. I love you.
This is Dave from Big Dave's Beet Farm. Happy Mother's Day. People will sometimes use the prefix mother when using my name. I hate to bring that up, but anyway, happy Mother's Day, and hope everybody does well. Hope all you mothers get cake and cookies and all kinds of presents from your children. Thank you.
This is Fran, a volunteer here at KTWH, wishing a very happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers who are volunteering and working here at KTWH. Some of you have most of your child rearing behind you, Michelle and Michelle, Arna and Julie. And then there are those of you who are still raising kids as we speak. Jackie, Katya, Kim, most recently Emily. If I've forgotten anyone, I apologize, but I wish you all health, wellness, and happiness on this Mother's Day.
Never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. Never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be same old someone that I knew. Oh, what will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Wait. Thank you. want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
Mama Dukes on KTWH LP in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
So we are dedicating to Mother's Day and talking about mother's things. And I am a mother of two grown boys. And prepping for this show, I was just thinking when my first son was born, my oldest, who's actually going to be 23 in 2 weeks, his birthday's coming up. When I was discharged from the hospital, you know, they wheel you out in the wheelchair. The car's parked right there. I get in, I get in the back seat, get him all in his car seat and everything. And we looked at each other and we're like, and the nurses and everybody goes back into the hospital and we look at each other and we're like, they're just letting us go home with this little person that we have no idea what we're doing. We just actually just sat there in front of the hospital for a couple minutes like, oh my God, once we drive away, we're like totally responsible for this little peanut. Oh my goodness, the first bath I gave Nathan was like, I thought I was going to break him. It's unbelievable being that first time mom. And then 2 years later, when my youngest, Carson, was born, I'm laying there, you know, feeding him. And the nurse comes in. She's like, oh, this isn't your first one. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you just have that look of you've been a mom before. So it doesn't take long, really. You learn really super quick how to be a mom. And know what? It's one of the best things that, not one of the best, it's the most amazing thing ever.
Hi, my name is Jerry Burnett, and I live in Knife River, and we were up here just playing music for the radio station today, and I want to make an announcement that happy Mother's Day to all my friends that I dance with and teach music to and have at my party every year. The most important person that I would listen to would be Kathy Zoller, and she lives in Two Harbors, and also Robbie Myers. Those two are my important people in my life and their music. So thank you, and happy Mother's Day to both of you. Bye-bye.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. I hope you're listening to this because I'm very embarrassed right now. Anyways, my name is Alden, and my mom is Tina. She is one of a kind. She is funny, and she birthed me, put up with me, and is overall a really good person. Happy Mother's Day again. Love you, Mom.
Hey, Mom, from me, Jackson.
And me, Dave. Hi, I'm in the studio. It's weird.
Happy Mother's Day to my great mom, Kay Leon, the greatest mom in the world.
And listen to her show, Coveralls. It's on Fridays, and I think it re-airs some other time, too.
Love you, Mom.
Love you.
Put the mic over by your mouth. Get close to it. You gotta put your nose right on it.
Like this.
Yeah. We can totally edit if we screw up.
Why are we recording now? You said you were going to give me the signal.
Go. Whenever. All I got to do is just cut and paste, and I can whack all that out of there, so don't worry about it.
This better be whacked out.
Do you want me to leave the room and you can just record it by yourself?
No, I'll get it.
Okay.
How am I supposed to start this? Okay, I got it. Hi, this is Chuck Renwald. I'd like to wish my mom in Detroit happy Mother's Day along with my wife here, Jackie, in Two Harbors.
I can hear her heartbeat from 1,000 miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, love, love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Here when I come to her, when the sun goes down. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Take away my heartache, in a night like a thief. She gave me love, she gave me love crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. Yeah, I need her in the night. Yeah, I wanna throw my arms around her.
I need her.
And kiss and hug her, kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, it make me righteous. Yeah, it make me whole. Yeah, it make me mellow down into my soul. She gave me love. She gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love, crazy love.
Happy Mother's Day. My name is Sam, and my mom is the best because she birthed me. She raised me, she fed me, and she was kind to me my entire life. I love my mom. Her name is Michelle.
This message is for Heather Sullivan in Finland, Minnesota. This is from your daughter, Laura Sullivan. And I would just like to say to you, Happy Mother's Day. I appreciate all you have done for me. I love you with all my heart, and I really can't describe all my appreciation. It's kind of hard. You're probably the only mom who has had cupcake wars with your kids. You make the Sullivan family really, really fun. I love you a lot and hope this is the best Mother's Day you've ever had. Happy Mother's Day.
My mom could do anything. I never remember her unable to solve a problem. For starters, she could repair more with a bobby pin than my dad could with a well-stocked toolbox. She tamed an especially troublesome neighbor by giving her a key to our house and asking her to keep an eye on things while we were away. She cured an injured kitten by giving it a dose of phenobarbital that knocked it out for 3 days, after which it woke up and lived for 10 years. She even told my brother what to do when he accidentally strangled an ostrich. Whenever we were sick, we knew she would make us better, the same way she did as evening supervisor at a large inner-city hospital. And best of all, she used to tell us, "I will always love you. I will not always like what you do." I just turned 78 this week, and I still miss my wonderful mom. This is Joyce from Little Canada.
Hello, this is Tom Kohler from Two Harbors, Minnesota, wishing a happy Mother's Day to my dear wife, the light of my life. Happy Mother's Day, Mickey McGilligan. I love you, and thank you for giving me another day, my love. Mickey and I would also say Yacht Somash to Dolores Kovash at Duluth, and happy Mother's Day to you as well. Thank you for taking us as your family.
You're listening to Grandma and KTWHLP
in Two Harbors,
Minnesota.
Let the wild winter wind bellow and blow. I'm as warm as a July toe. May toe. There's peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on and taste a little of the summer. taste a little of the summer, taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jar. Well, there's a root cellar, fruit cellar down below. Watch your head now and down you go. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody. Come on in and taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Well, maybe you are weary and you don't give a damn. I bet you never tasted her blackberry jam. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody. Come on in now, taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jar. Oh, she got magic in her, you know what I mean. She puts the sun and rain in with her beans. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody, come on in and taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jar. But with the snow and the economy and everything, I think I'll just stay down here and eat until spring. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody, come on and taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. When I go down to see Grandma, I gain a lot of weight. With her dear hand, she gives me plate after plate. She cans the pickles sweet and ill, and the songs of the whippoorwill, and the morning dew, and the evening moon. I really gotta go down and see her soon, 'cause the canned goods that I buy at the store ain't got the summer in them anymore. You bet, Grandma, as sure as you're born, I'll take some more potatoes and a thunderstorm. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody, come on and taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars.
This is a message for the two mothers of Katya and Mark Gordon. For my mom, Ruth Goodenow, thank you for teaching me the joys of being useful, of thriftiness, of mood lighting, and of three meals a day for my family. For my other mom, Colleen Gordon, thank you for your unwavering support through thick and thin, for your smile and warm home for 57 years and counting, and for your interest in the things that interest us. Without you two, we would be nowhere. We hope you are enjoying this message. Happy Mother's Day.
Dear Mom in Heaven, I just want you to know how much I miss you every day and how I love you so. I can't send you flowers or a card, but I can send my love upon the wings of angels to heaven up above. I wish you Happy Mother's Day. For you were the best. To have you for my mother, I knew I had been blessed. Rest in peace, my angel. One day we will be together. The next time that I see you, I know it will be forever.
Hi, my name is Nathan Gabeck. I love my mom, Jill. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, I'm Felix, and moms need a special day like today because, you know, they birthed us and all that jazz. So happy Mother's Day. Mom, I know who you are. I will find you too soon. Love, Felix.
I'm going to share a little bit about my mom. Mom is my rock, my mentor, my history, my future, a confidant, a supporter, and a reality check. When a mother is truly amazing, the relationship is undefinable. It just is. There are no words. You know, even though I have my own grown children now, I'm still my mother's daughter. And that's, of course, just how it is. That's how life is. And I never will feel old when I'm around my mom. And that's okay. And so I'm going to play a little Brian Ladlow, that it's good to be a sapling, no matter how old you are. Here on KTWH 99.5 FM.
Your seed did land in stone, but you did not care. You were young and strong, and knew that you could sprout there. You were like a hopeful hand reaching into the air. And it's good to be a sapling, and it's good to grow into something. Now there was not much soil for you to live off. There were only needles, decayed bark and pine slough. There was hardly anything, and still it was enough. There were hymns in your limbs, through your fingers, delicate and slim, like a hand whistle played by the wind. When I had to leave, I could not defend you. But there is no accounting for the things that men do. When I was a traveling, they chose to chop and upend you. And it's hard to be a sapling, and it's hard to grow into anything. Now the world is even harder than the granite promised. You stomp sticks from the stone like a severed wrist. It's hard to be a sapling, and friend, you will be missed. And it's hard to grow in a world like this. But in the dreams I dream, you are a tall pine. Your song is in my hands. Your strength is my spine. Your melody is in my hands. Your memory's on my mind. There were hymns in your limbs, through your fingers, delicate and slim, like a hand whistle played by the wind. And it's good to be a sapling, and it's hard to be a sapling, but you've got to grow into something.
Hey Mom, it's Mother's Day, and I'm saying anything on the radio for you. I say many things on the radio, but this one's more for you. You know, for being a great mom and stuff. Yeah. Love you.
So this one's going to go out to a fabulous lady I have met since I have been in Two Harbors. And we're not related, but she has taken me under her wing. And so this goes out to you, you know who you are. Here on KTWH 99.5 FM.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time, my love is a sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side. She demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole sea, get some shine.
You've been listening to KTWH's special Mother's Day tribute, and the show is definitely dedicated to all the special women in our lives, as I said, in our community and in the world indeed, and also to the special men who love all of us. We're going to join Big Dave's Beet Farm right now and get back to your regularly scheduled programming. Hopefully we'll re-air this at 9 o'clock. We'll see. We'll need some lovely and talented tech individual to come on in and get it sorted out. Wishing everyone a blessed day. Indeed, this is KTWH LP at 99.5 FM in beautiful Two Harbors, Minnesota.